You're listening to Business Banter Podcast live from wherever Conrad's yerba mate addiction takes us to. The only show with truly unfiltered behind-the-scenes business talk. You're here, my dear listener, as an entrepreneur who's craving knowledge and advice. But whichever way you go, you either fall asleep or your bullshit detector goes off. Besides raw business talk and interviews with experts, you can expect us to spice things up a bit and throw in a touch of banter into the podcasting blender. Real everyman's talk on topics ranging from China taking over the world to how can I replace coffee in my diet? You probably know the answer to that one. Be warned, no political correctness in this house. Enjoy the ride.
Where are you getting your advice from now? Because you've been at it, you've put in enough reps now that you're no longer a beginner. Like, you're definitely, well, I've read your stuff. It's better than my stuff was after the first year. So where do you find those little pockets of wisdom so you can actually get better?
Yeah, that's a good question to me. From me, I think made a podcast episode now about it. That's also a question I wanted to ask you about. Is that for me, I realized that when getting better at something, at some point, as you said, you kind of hit the end point as to there's mentors and you can't really get more from them. Yep. So what I've tried to do is basically expand where I'm getting the knowledge from. So let's say everyone in the cold email space is mostly getting the advice from cold email experts. I try to get that from negotiation books or experts like Chris Voss or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. Like,
love his book.
Yeah, stuff like that. Or like from some salespeople or like from cold calling books or from something that's like related, but it's not exactly in that field and has like a unique perspective. And then that's why my episode was holding two conflicting ideas in your head. And this was a question I had to you, which is, do you think in general, like let's say in cold email or in general in B2B copywriting, I would say cold email, let's say, do you think it's more important to have like a fundamentals or background of marketing or of copywriting? And in general, do you think that...
Neither.
Neither?
Neither. No, sales. You know, people need a background in sales. That's the most specifically things that require a lot of conversation. Because email copywriting specifically is about starting and continuing conversations. It's exchange. Slightly writing newsletters. I have different branch of my company that, you know, one of my business partners runs now. Does nothing but e-commerce. And that's the point there is to drive a click. It's still, it's not conversational. There isn't multiple exchanges. And in B2B, there's selling involved. So you need to become really good at cold opens. And you also need to be really good at selling. Like you talked before, like about places you go, like some of the things you do is like look at sales. But I think that, and oftentimes if people like get into the space, they have to do their own selling. You have to close your own clients, right? You eventually have to get on the phone with them. That requires sales. So I think that that's the most important skill set for sure. The rest of the stuff could be taught. Selling could be taught, but it requires a lot of reps. It's not like learning science or physics, right? And if you learn physics, you can understand that if you drop something on Earth, it's going to fall at a certain speed. If you drop something on Mars, it's going to fall at a different speed. And, hot things won't stay hot and cold things won't stay cold. If there's, things like entropy, you can learn this stuff, but I don't have to go to space to learn it. With email, I could learn a lot of stuff without having to do it. I can learn story structure without writing stories. I can learn the frameworks and use it and apply it to email. I can apply negotiating tactics like tactical empathy tactics and apply them to email without ever having negotiated somebody's life or negotiated a big business deal. Sales, though, there's no substitute for reps. You got to go in there and do it to really understand it. And also to the discomfort, you know, it's the equivalent of a pre-crafted cold call script, right? So that's, hands down. Like if I'm going to hire somebody, I'm going to hire someone maybe who's talking skills are good and whose writing skills are good, but who has at least survived in the sales pit before, has had to pound the phones, has had to, you know, working at a counter at a freaking service desk at Best Buy. Like they've been in those kind of complex sales environments that are frankly unsettling. I don't think anyone, like, so, man, there's some strange ones out there, you know, like, oh, man, I'm so excited about this cold call campaign I'm doing next week, right?
So you think you would rather have someone who's been, let's say, selling on their life on the phone?
And, or in person, some sort of
in
like,
person, but they have not really experience with copywriting or like, you know, writing emails, that you would rather have them than someone who's a copywriter, let's say?
They could be taught. They're more adaptable. They know how to read the room better. And that's, for me, I almost failed out of English in high school and then ended up pursuing that as a degree in college. I have a bachelor's of science in English because the school I went to didn't provide bachelor's of arts degrees. And then I went into tech after that and didn't touch writing since. So it was just a degree that I got, but I spent time selling in a Fortune 500 company. I spent time selling, you know, I had a lot of interesting trainers. The first person that ever taught me how to sell was a boss at a laptop repair shop who was from Morocco, and he had learned to selling melons on a street corner when he was 10 years old in Morocco. So he was a street vendor, and his salesmanship when it came to getting someone to, you know, pay a couple $100 to fix a paying $200 to fix a $500 laptop was stellar. He was so good. So, and after that I learned from, I was working as a headhunter in a Fortune 500 company, and I had to do my own headhunting. So interviewing candidates as well as selling, trying to say, hey, are you willing to pay $30,000 to hire this person? So I had to learn about cold calling and about follow-ups and nurturing and, you know, dealing with gatekeepers and all of those aspects of things. That's when I first started cold emailing too. Not knowing what it was. Done it, pushing things out manually. Then after that, I received mentorship in different places after that. One of my early business partners, Rich Thompson, runs an events company up in Seattle now. He was like one of these sales guys that will read, like, rip through 5 books a week. And just, he was super, he really had a, And he put in the reps. He would sit down. I was like, yeah, I learned this new thing in the book, so I'm going to put in reps with this new tactic. I'm going to put in like 1,000 reps, just in the next couple of weeks. So I learned a lot from him. So like if I look at that trajectory, that if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. Like the writing piece could still be taught. Like you could even take a not good writer, someone that's got bad grammar and they get writer's block, and you could still turn them into a copywriter if they know how to talk. Because good, as you know, good email copy is conversational. Right? That's what makes your copy better. right? That's why you're able to make a living doing this now. It's conversational. There's nothing formal about what you write. In fact, it's actually, I think, like almost aggressively informal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's conversational. It's like, you know, let's throw like a couple of drinks, juice up a little bit, and talk about some shit. Maybe you'll buy something from me. Right?
I mean, because, like, for example, just to interrupt you a little bit, just mm-hmm. so that, you know, from my side, you know, you can look at me like, you know, when selling to people or in general talking to people, like, I realized quickly in business, because I haven't been long in it, you know, I've done just like traveling and different things that were unrelated. But yeah. I quickly saw that, like, one of the only things that I have, like, a weapon that I can use is, you know, kind of just like one, honesty, you know, calling out some of the facts that probably people are thinking. And also, like, breaking the monotony of what everyone else is doing. So even if it might not be like the best, it's still gonna stand out at least, or it's gonna, you know, maybe some people are not gonna like it at all. There's gonna be some people who are gonna resonate. So I was like, okay, I mean, I'd rather go this way and like double down on my strengths, or somewhere I had, you know, a little bit of maybe edge of like making people smile, then trying to like really first like learn, you know, like the other ways. Mm-hmm. So that's like how it developed for me. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's, and you mentioned travel, right? Like, yeah. You're from Poland, speak excellent English and write excellent English, and you live in you're kicking it in Vietnam right now. I imagine you've traveled a lot of places, right?
Yeah, like, so, hitchhiked, so, and yeah, just like
crazy. Yeah, and that puts you in awkward conversations. So and that's where that skill set developed. That's where you had to take, you know, maybe a natural inclination, you know, with people, you know, and interacting with people in like an easy way about you, you're approachable, right? But that's where you put in your reps.
You've been listening to the Business Banter Podcast. If your immediate reaction after listening to this episode is either, fuck, that was some great advice, can't wait for more, where do I sign up? Or, man, I had the same idea in mind, but I assumed it's just me being weird. Thank you for sharing. Or, this bastard hurt my feelings, offended my delicate soul, and should be banned from the internet. Then it means we're on the right track, doing God's work. In that case, please like, subscribe, and do whatever is allowed by technology to support this show. Make sure to also bookmark the podcast page, business-banter.com. If you'd like to voice your opinion, ask a question, or just want to connect, shoot us an email at conrad@killercoldemail.com. Until next time, my friend, stay vigilant.